With the story behind the story, behind the recipe, I'm back with Heather Atwood at the Pleasant Street Tea Company. No Loud Music today. How are you doing?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Well, you've been all over the world.
Yes, but and mostly the country. Serbia, then Michigan, then New York, but I'm home.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that. But first, as we haven't done this in a while, what's coming up in the near term? What would you like to promote?
Well, I would like to promote two of my favorite things, a farmer's market and a pasta shop, all in one, mm-hmm. next Friday from noon to 4 o'clock at the brand new homemade fresh pasta shop on Center Street in Gloucester. It's this brand new shop called Pastayo Via Corta. A woman named Danielle Glantz is making homemade pasta and absolutely exquisite pasta. She has radiatori, which are the little radiators. She makes her own bucatini. She makes everything by hand. It is such a beautiful shop. She also makes her own cheeses on Fridays. And this Friday, she has invited in her farmer friend, Astrid, from a place called Astro Farms. She farms at Moraine Farm in Beverly. So Astrid is going to meet Danielle in the pasta shop. Astrid is going to bring all her female-raised farm harvest mm-hmm. to the shop, so you will be able to purchase local produce and local pasta, all in one.
Okay.
And cheese.
And cheese. All right, so this is not a restaurant. It's a place where you buy food.
Right. I think there was too much to say in that. So
I'll
summarize the whole thing. There's a new pasta shop on Center Street in Gloucester. Mm-hmm. The pasta is delicious. It's all homemade, and on Fridays she makes her own cheeses. This Friday from 12 to 4, she is inviting in her friend, the farmer, Astrid. Astrid is going to be bringing all this beautiful locally raised produce. So it's a little pop-up farmer's market, they call it, in the pasta shop.
Now what's the date? We're recording this on Thursday. Is this tomorrow?
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Okay,
it's tomorrow, yes.
So that would be September 16. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, whoa. And Center Street, you can on Main Street and take a right somewhere?
Exactly. It's right across from the street from Canine Cuts,
oh, okay.
If that means anything to anyone.
I know where that is. All right.
Yep.
Have to take the dog there for the missus. Whew. All right, so let's back up a little bit now. What else is going on? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I have another story that I love. You may not love it, but I love this story. I interviewed a couple about 3 weeks ago who are making their own sauerkraut on Cape Ann. Now, you're wincing, but
yes,
let me tell you, Rick Moore, that the this is Dylan Labbé and his wife, and I can't quite remember his wife's name, I apologize. Anyway, she had worked at the Common Crow for quite a while, and she happened to notice that the sauerkraut refrigerator had probably six shelves, and they actively turned over. People on Cape Ann buy a lot of sauerkraut, and she happened to notice this while she was working at the Common Crow. Her husband, Dylan, is a beer maker at Cape Ann Brewery, so he understands fermentation. He is friends with Noah Kellerman, who has a farm in Essex. Noah has too many cabbages. He grows a lot of cabbages. Dylan, the fermenter, the beer maker, said, I know what to do with those cabbages. Let's start to make sauerkraut. So they are up at Blackburn Circle. They have rented the old Wally's, that little restaurant that was Wally's up there. And they are making the most delicious sauerkraut. Now, I happen to love sauerkraut. Now, come on, Rick. You've never had a Reuben? Don't you like Reubens? No, you don't. Okay. That's all right. I think sauerkraut is fabulous. Me along with everyone else on Cape Ann who's buying it at the Common Crow. Mm-hmm. But now you can buy our own Cape Ann produced sauerkraut.
Okay.
Wait, I have to tell you the name. It's called Pigeon Cove Ferments.
Okay.
Dylan was born and raised on a street in Pigeon Cove.
You got to understand, I've never met a vegetable I like.
So, and I like all vegetables. I don't think I've met one I don't. I don't love kohlrabi, actually.
But it's exciting when people come up with these ideas and turn it into something that's not only healthy but also kind of fun and maybe hopefully turn a profit for them.
This is a great local story. We have locally raised cabbages. We have a local brewer who is taking his skills and fermenting these cabbages to be a new product, which is actually really healthy for you. There's all kinds of science about fermentation and that vegetables actually become nutritionally something very different when they're fermented. So one should learn to love sauerkraut.
Okay, any other fish stories to tell? I should tell you that we have picked up a brand new sponsor advertiser this year in the Gloucester House. We're really excited about it. They're sponsoring our football games and all the rest of our stuff. And they're one of the places that have the fresh fish.
They do. I love the Gloucester House. And that is, it's an old family business. They, what, like two or three generations, mm-hmm. I think?
At least three, I believe.
The Lenny's father, Lenny Linquata's father, invented fried calamari. He basically is the one that we can thank for that fabulous appetizer. But they have their own lobster boats. They are really doing the local fish thing really well. And I think they even serve whiting occasionally. But they are a great local restaurant. And you know what? I love two things about them. I love the fact that they are, you know, going back to their roots, which is local food, really, and local fish. And they really have a lot of local fish on their menu. But their service is amazing. I mean, they are, I think a lot of restaurants around here should take a lesson from them. They are so just kind when they to everybody. And that restaurant gets packed. And I've seen Lenny Linquata sit down on a bench next to a, you know, an old woman who was just sitting there and have a conversation with her and charm, you know, her completely. And he's great. They're all great.
He's going to love listening to this interview, but no, you're right. Lenny and Dottie are special people. In your travels now, I guess, finally, you know, you mentioned the mini fish throwdown coming up. Any other fish stories?
Actually, I have to return to the Gloucester House. I have a really funny fish story that relates to the Gloucester House. I think I told you that I traveled to Serbia this summer.
Yes.
Well, I was getting off the plane in Belgrade. I'd never been to Belgrade before. And who do I meet on Instagram but Lenny Linquata's daughter, Lily. She was in Belgrade that night, and I had posted a picture on Instagram of the Belgrade airport, and she said, wait a minute, I'm here right now. Isn't that funny?
That's cool.
It's a small world.
Way cool.
Okay, and how about the website? What should we look for?
You asked me about the Sita Supper Dinner.
The what? Yes.
Great
yes.
success.
Yes.
We raised a lot of money for this new film that's coming out about the Gloucester fishing industry. It was the room was filled. Everyone was really happy. People got a little teary because this film is actually very poignant. Mm. We showed the trailer of the film there, and the menu was delicious. All Gloucester fish.
How's the research coming for book number two?
It's good. I've been to the Bronx. Seafood Throwdown in the Bronx. That was a lot of fun. There was a woman named Karen Washington who's a food activist. She put on this seafood throwdown there, and it was just a whole different culture. It was really fun.
A food activist. Now, I've heard of political activists.
Food activists are pretty important people because you can imagine that I would say probably more than half of this country does not have access to good food. And when I say good food, I mean food that is not fast food or junk food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even I was at a seafood throwdown in Dorchester, and there's a neighborhood organization there that is fighting, and they have to fight tooth and nail to get anything in that their neighborhood that's not a junk pizza and fried chicken. And, you know, if that's the only food they have access to, that's what they have to eat, and then they're suffering from obesity and diabetes, and you go down that cascade.
So there are people who are advocating for good nutrition.
Exactly. So that's called food activism, when they're trying to get the basic nutrition into neighborhoods that are denied it.
All right. We'll get together before Halloween, I hope.
Yes, okay. Definitely. I'll have more stories.
All right. Very good. That's Heather Atwood with the story behind the recipe on MSONewsSports.com.